Yes.
Just kind of exploring the different qualities or expressions of Nibbana, I was just comparing it with the Sinhalese language. And the two things that came to me, I wonder whether there are similarities in Pali.
Mm-hmm.
So you said Nibbindati, and then Bindati, like Bindinava. Bindinava means breaking up in Sinhalese. And then when you say Nibbana, if you just use the second half, Bana, you say Bana means, so, to give an example, say you have a truckload of things in the truck, taking the things out and lowering it down and putting it down means Bana. So it's almost like you've got full of things, you're emptying it, but you have to also put it down. So the whole process is emptying out. So I was thinking, oh, Bana, it's kind of like, so it's almost like, things are dropping down and emptying out. But I don't know in part, but in part there's...
I'm not sure. I mean, there's what they... sometimes etymologies are imaginative. I've seen a website that's called Devious Derivations, that's a collection of these completely spurious etymologies, but also can be quite insightful. You know, so I would say, even though it might not actually be the basis of it, rather like I was quoting the other day, Frieda Wint's interpretation of Nibbana as from Nirvana, as in away from the jungle, when that was suggested, I think Venerable Ananda Maitreya, we said, oh, there's this other, you know, Buddhist scholar who says it means away from the jungle, you know, and the vana is like the vanara for a monkey. And he just said, no. Like, ridiculous. And so, but I thought it was, you know, in terms of an imagery, away from the jungle, away from that kind of entanglement and being lost in the jungle. I thought, well, that's quite a good image, just like putting things down. It might not be the accurate etymology, but it can carry some meaning. And if the meaning is there, then you can't, there's no need to negate that. So even a dubious etymology can have, a misunderstanding can be something that is beneficial. I remember years ago, I was on a meditation retreat that Ajahn Ananda, American Ajahn Ananda, was leading this retreat up in the north of England. And one of the retreatants had to come by the Sangha room, and Ajahn Ananda had just given him an empty coffee cup and said, oh, could you take this down to the kitchen and wash it? Thank you very much. And it was a few days into the retreat, so this person was in quite a sort of concentrated state. The Ajahn has given me the empty cup. And there's this whole kind of spiritual... loaded with spiritual meaning. The Ajahn, it's this empty cup, and there was the coffee. Is it a coffee cup or is it not a coffee cup? Well, it's both a coffee cup and not a coffee cup. And had this kind of very insightful moment. And Ajahn Ananda's just like, can someone look after this coffee cup? You know, there was no intention to give a Dharma transmission, but the felt experience of that person was like, he had this transcendent moment. So those kind of things can happen.